There's a real buzz in the air around the lace market. I've just been sat in Lace Market Square having some lunch and also just checking out the space, because Lace Market Square is to become the latest addition to meeting rooms that I'm managing for Lace Market House. So we've got the traditional meeting spaces, but also Lace Market House and proprietor CHC Land also manage Lace Market Square, and we want to have a bit of a performance space going. So there's not going to be any fee to be a performer, but we are going to have a bit of a guidelines and policy and permit system going, so that people who are performing there do have some officialdom. So I'm initially going to be doing Fit Camp on a Friday afternoon with Tim Waldridge, at Tim Waldridge on Twitter. That's sort of very new in the pipeline. And there's also been talk of holding some early morning Tai Chi classes, poetry readings, maybe in the evenings. I'm just going to be looking around for people to fill up the schedule. As I say, because it's not going to be a paid space, it's going to kind of grow organically, much like a Lace Market House network has, really. So it will all be connected to the Lace Market House network that I've been curating for the last 2 years. And there is now a Friends of Lace Market House for people who aren't working actually in the premises, but have an association with one of the buildings that are within the CHC Land portfolio. CHCland.com or CHC-land.co.uk under .com if you want to check out what they're up to. Nick Max has been the benefactor originally of PCM Creative moving into its own offices, and then a real supporter of Fibre Studio, that really without the support of Nick Max, I probably wouldn't be talking to you doing this boo today. So I'm really excited about this Lace Market Square space, and also the service that it's going to perform for the business as well. So there'll be no monetary income from the space, but just by it being used regularly just means that it's going to encourage activity. All spaces generate activity. This is one thing that Nick was explaining to me, because I really didn't know if he'd like the idea of having a fit camp using the space. But spaces attract activity, whether that's good activity or bad activity. And at the moment, it's attracting sort of the wrong kind of activity. So it's not being used much. It's quite secluded. It's attracting drugs. There's vandalism. So having activity going on is a very good thing. So I'm heading back to the office now. I have left Phil Campbell in Lace Market Square to attend the Buddhist Centre meditation hour on Tuesday, which I think is a damn good thing, because as I said at the beginning of this boo, there's a real great buzz and real momentum, and those good vibes and momentum really feed Phil's elasticity and passion for his business. So for him to be able to go in there, and hopefully he'll come back with focus and a little bit calmer, because I don't think I can quite cope with Phil bouncing around off the walls for too long. Much better if he's in a little bit of a calmer and a zen state of mind. So back at Lace Market House, and we'll boo soon.